Well, you take it. A lot of people used to grow sugar cane, but they don't. Ain't many people fool with it now. You take up here on the road there. My brother-in-law had about 5 stalks come up every year, you know. And you cut it off and then throw dirt on it. That's the way you do it, you know. Then it come back up. So he's the oldest one around this section I see with a little pile of sugar cane.
Yeah, we used to get that and eat it right off the stalk.
Yeah.
Get your knife.
That's right.
Cut it right off.
That's right. That's right.
That was fun. You mentioned tomatoes. You have a variety around here. Don't get much bigger about that.
Yeah. The little fella.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What do you call them?
I don't know the name of that little tomato. They have the running tomatoes too, you know, on a just like a on a vine, you know. They climb a pole, you know. Go way up, tall.
Really?
Yeah.
Tomato. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I just seen the, you know, regular bushes.
Yeah, they got the running kind.
Are those as big as the regular kind?
Yeah. You got to have to put up. You have to stake them, you know, where they run up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A guy gave me some, not on the good time here, and he ate some, you know. The man is, he ate just a whole thing built around there for him to run on, you know, just like a grape park.
You mean they wouldn't fall down?
Uh-uh. It'd wrap around and hold itself, you know. They had big tomatoes on them.
Yeah, they get a ladder to gather them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're just like scuffing on Harvey, you know. You take a scuffing on Harvey, you build a kind of a shed for them, you know, and strip it. Set out some here and some here and some there and some there, and they just grew up there, and all you walk right up under that shed and just pick all you want, you know. Yes, sir. So, it's amazing that stuff you can grow and you don't have to go in the store to get it if the people just would do it, you know. People
right.
Just got so lazy now, you know, that they rather go in the store and buy that stuff. But I haven't got so now, I'm going to raise most of my stuff.
Good idea.
That's right. That's right.
Did you ever hear the word Tommy Toes for those little tomatoes?
Tommy Toes? No.
Cherry tomatoes or anything like that?
I can't remember that. Tommy Toes.
What about these great big large things that people make jack-o'-lanterns out of in Halloween?
That's a pumpkin.
Yeah, do those grow around here?
Yeah. Yeah, you really grew pumpkins in. Yeah. Oh yeah.
People around here still going?
Yeah. Yeah. Down here at Magnolia Springs the other day, about 3 weeks ago, I done a house down there and I done some work for another guy across the street over there. He said, "Joe, you like pumpkins?" I said, "Yeah, man, I like pumpkins." He said, "There are a lot of them out there. Go out there and get you some when you get ready to go home." Now they didn't go out there and see we make pumpkin pies out of them.
Right.
And I never did even take time to stuff out there and give them pumpkin.
You like those pumpkin pies?
Yeah.
I do too, except the only time we hardly ever eat them around, you know, Thanksgiving. But I guess they'd be just as good any other time of the year.
Yeah, they'd be just as good any other time of year, but a lot of people like pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving, you know. That's right. But they are similar a sweet potato pie to me, you know. They kind of like a sweet potato pie. Ain't too much. There's a little different in the taste, but not too much.